Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Hey everybody, welcome to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, and however you're listening to me right now, AM, FM, Sirius XM, Satellite, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, TuneIn, iHeart, iTunes, two tin cans tied together, doesn't make a difference. Just want to say thank you for making us the most listened to daily professional wrestling and mixed martial arts program on the planet. And you know who I am already, Mike Sempervivi here with you, flying solo. As we found out yesterday, our fearless leader, Brian Alvarez, is currently at the dentist. Reports also indicate that the boss's fearlessness, at least in the confines of a dentist's office, may be rapidly eroding. I don't think he taped the in-between commercial banter on yesterday's show, where this is the first time he's going to the dentist in a while, and he is not happy about it. He likes cats. And I would guess this is kind of like, you know, when the little kid takes the cat and picks him up and tries to throw him in the bathtub or the pool, that I wonder if Brian's going to make some sort of evasive maneuvers, possibly using Paisley as a human shield as his wife tries to throw him into the car, taking him to the dentist. But I'm sure we'll find out all of that information tonight on the Brian and Vinny and Craig show, which will be up after SmackDown for all of those who are members of the website. But until then, it's me and you here talking the wonderful world of the canvas mat. And the number to dial is 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you're tech savvy and are on Skype, it's at SportsByline2. You can also get a hold of me on Twitter at SemperVivi. And because it's Tuesday, we got the postmortem of Monday Night Raw, so I'm very interested in what you guys thought of it. And like a lot of you out there, I'm going to be very interested in seeing what the rating was this week. Last week was the lowest non-holiday rating in 20 years, 1.88, less than 2.7 million viewers. Their best shot of anything was this week, and you probably know why. If you don't know why, I'll explain it after the break for everyone, because it's going to be brutal. I'm Mike Sempervivi. This is Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And now today's pep talk from John Deere. Sometimes you walk away from something great just because you think it's out of your league. Like that big DIY project or the equipment you really want. Did you know compact tractors are built to work harder and more efficient than ever before? Industry-leading features like drive-over mower decks and quick park loaders go on and off like your favorite pair of work gloves. And great offers fit into your budget just as easily. Stop settling for less than you deserve. It's time to reconsider the best. And now a word from John Deere.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations. Apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Brian Alvarez at the dentist right now. Hopefully you went to one of those sedation dentists that just knock you out. Now, of course, Brian wouldn't know how to react to this, of course, because as a jiu-jitsu master, of course, he's never been choked out before or put out before, except possibly by Pedro Sauer, who, you know, probably did it for fun or something like that. Or his wife sneaking up on him in the middle of the night, choking him out, doing it for fun, because it's got to be the only way you shut him up. In any way, though, I hope everything's going well at the dentist, because it can be a very scary situation, as well as a very expensive one. So hopefully everything goes well for the boss man. And no matter what, he will be back tonight on the Brian and Vinny and Craig show, reviewing old NWA World Championship Wrestling, as well as SmackDown tonight. And of course, Vinny's views on the last couple of days as well in the world of professional wrestling, possibly maybe even sneaking in a little bit about the Seahawks and their hideously bad offense as well. You never know. That could possibly pop up there too. And Boss Man will most certainly be back here tomorrow to talk all about SmackDown with you, the fine listener here at Wrestling Observer Live. And if you want to join me, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529, using the studio line while Brian is gone here for Sports Byline, which means you can also get a hold of us if you'd like to via Skype at Sports Byline 2. That is the number 2, or go ahead and send me a tweet at SemperVivi. Interesting show last night in that it wasn't interesting at all, and I thought it was the show that they had the best chance of scoring a rating on. In fact, I know it's going to be the best chance that they have to score a rating on here in recent times. Obviously, last week with the beginning of the NFL season starting, they were going to take a hard shot, and they did. A 1.88, lowest non-holiday number in almost 20 years. Just a brutal, brutal number. Less than 2.7 million viewers on average. Just got shellacked. And next week, well, we'll get to that in a moment, but not only do you have football, you have the biggest looming gorilla in the room for all of television programming that night. But Paulson of Sports Media Watch, as well as other outlets today, have reported the overnights of Monday Night Football on ESPN from last night, which, as I kind of noted here on this show, I don't think too surprisingly, they were not stellar. In fact, it's the lowest week two in Monday Night Football history, which also, by the way, had featured the Eagles as well, too. But Paulson's post reads like this up at Sports Media Watch, quote here: the week two Eagles-Bears Monday Night Football game earned a 8.3 overnight rating on ESPN, down 11% from Jets-Colts last year, which did a 9.3, and down 16% from Eagles-Colts in 2014, which did a 9.9. And it's the lowest ever for a Monday Night Football game in week two of the season. The previous low was an 8.5 for a Redskins-Eagles game in 2007. The Eagles win, which peaked at 10.1 from 9:30 to 9:45 p.m. Eastern time, was the ninth of the first 13 NFL telecast windows this season to hit a multi-year low in the overnights. That includes all three Monday Night Football telecasts. ESPN's telecast drew a 16.2 rating in Philadelphia and an 11.2 in Chicago. Coverage was simulcast on local independent affiliates in both markets, earning a 13.4 on WPHL 17 in Philadelphia, which, to note, used to show NWA programming way back in the day. This wasn't part of his post. I just threw that in there. And a 10.9 on WCIU in Chicago. New Orleans was the top neutral market with a 12.9, with Norfolk 12.0 and Denver 11.3, rounding out the top five. Now, I will note first and foremost, it is amazing what the Tidewater area of Virginia, of Norfolk and Newport News and that whole area, they watch football like you would not believe. And I don't know what it is per capita, but they may actually spit out more NFL players. I'm sure there's more that actually come out of Florida and Texas and Pennsylvania and New Jersey just because of the sizes of the states, but more may actually come out of that area than any other place on the planet. It's just seemingly ridiculous. But also what it shows is, as bad as Raw is doing and as bad as it's doing against Monday Night Football, Monday Night Football is down too, which makes it even worse because it's not like Raw can just point to ESPN and go, well, see, they're taking everything. It's football. No, they're down too, and there's shows like Love and Hip Hop, and there's Fox News, which happens to be in your demographic as far as viewers go, sadly enough, that are just poaching viewers and poaching viewers and poaching viewers. And speaking of Fox News, speaking of older people, speaking of pro wrestling, not sports entertainment, pro wrestling, the first presidential debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will take place on the Fox News channel next Monday night. So if they didn't do it this tonight, or if they've actually hit a lower post than what they got last week with that 1.88, God knows what they're going to do coming up here next week. It's going to be brutal. The debate's taking place from Long Island to Hempstead, New York, home of Public Enemy of all places. Monday Night Football is featuring New Orleans and Atlanta, my favorite team, against one of my most bitter rivals. But even I'm not going to be able to watch that. I'm going to have to throw that on the DVR, and I'm probably going to be watching the debates. I'll probably be watching, hopefully, the debates on C-SPAN. Hopefully, there's coverage there of it, because everything else hurts my feelings. But doesn't matter. It's going to be a monster. Alexander Bruel today for the Wall Street Journal wrote about how advertisers believe the game could be down 15 to 20% from last year's week three game. And obviously we already know where we stand with Monday Night Football right now, which is slumping as it is and still carving out a deathly amount from Raw. Now you have Raw, who many of their viewers are over the age of 50 years old, who are probably going to easily be poached by this. And this is what Burrell writes for the Wall Street Journal today. Quote, ad buyers predict viewership for the debate may be up anywhere from 20 to 50% from the 67 million people who watched Democratic incumbent President Barack Obama and Republican challenger Governor Mitt Romney in the first presidential debate in 2012. Ratings will be with, quote, so many people still on the fence about who to vote for and the bitterness and nasty fighting between the two, unquote, because that unfortunately makes for great TV, said Billy Gold, vice president and director of programming for the research arm at Dentsu Incorporated. The firm is estimating more than 80 million viewers for the debate. Hard times for the post-Clash of the Champions Raw, I would assume. Got a little bit of time here left in this first segment, so I'll take it to the phone lines. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. John in Arkansas. John, how are you?
I am doing well, Mike. I got to say, I watched last night's show. I was probably among the minority getting most of these poll numbers that we've seen, or rather viewership numbers. Last night they did exactly what we thought they would do with the cruiserweight thing. It's an abomination, the fact that they cannot get their acts together, tuck their ego enough, and actually just present the talent as is and put forth time and effort into long-term booking. This is ridiculous. A company of this scale and size should not fail in such a grand fashion. It's pathetic.
I believe it to that to be the case, too. And John, do you got anything to get in before? I know we're pushing up against break here, and I'll kind of respond to a little bit of this afterwards, but you got anything else here in the next 30 seconds?
Actually, I was just going to say to all those loyalists and whatnot for WWE, hey, it's not all rosy and great. And for those who would make it out to be so, you're living in denial.
You know what? I would hope that there's nobody out there that's living in that world. I don't think there can be anybody out there that's living in that world. And if you had any happy thoughts about the cruiserweights, fortunately, with the way they were presented last night, that was actually the problem. You know, John mentioned they were presented as themselves. That was a little bit too much of the problem last night. They were just some dudes. We don't even know who they are. Memphis certainly didn't know who they were. You guys may have, and we'll talk about it after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
To the people who thought I was gonna flop, y'all are part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Right there is Bonnie Tyler. A lot of people don't know that. She actually had a hit with this song. Ravishing, believe it or not. But it will always be known for wrestling fans as the theme music of Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling. Apparently, Hulk Hogan was in a commercial last night. I missed it. I missed this whole thing. Or his voice was used in something. I don't know if it was for the network. I don't know if it was for the game. I don't know what it was for. But if you listened to Wrestling Observer Radio last night with Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez, subscribers of the site, you would know that that apparently was no mistake. And I guess that really kind of sets the ball into motion over the possibility of Hulk Hogan and all things being okay again, popping back up, possibly in time for WrestleMania, when guys like Hulk Hogan possibly were to pop up, because he's definitely not going to be an entrant in the Royal Rumble or anything like that. So maybe that's what it's about. Who knows? We'll have to see as we go forward here. And going forward on this show, there's a lot of people who are on the line right now, and I'm happy about that. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number, 1-800-878-7529 here at Wrestling Observer Live. Going to go to Kenny in Galveston. Kenny, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Mike?
Doing fantastic, man. What's going on?
I'm doing great. I haven't had a chance to watch Raw, but I did listen to, like you said, Wrestling Observer Radio, and all in all, it's just, you know, like, it's probably, I mean, I think it sounded pretty decent. There were a few things that did kind of bother me, like, you know, Rollins and Rusev, but then again, I haven't seen the show, so I'll just have to go back and see that for myself. But I wanted to really ask you a question that I'd asked Brian when he hosted the show on his own. And that was like having like a faction, you know, taking like a lot of the mid-card guys, you know, like when Samoa Joe gets called up to the main roster after he gets done with his deal with Shinsuke Nakamura, have him be like a leader or part of a faction that would on Raw that would include Gallows, Anderson, like a multi-gender that would also include like a Dana Brooke or a Maya Jax or a Titus O'Neil. And, you know, just put them like, you know, against mid-card guys to kind of, you know, do something for Raw, being that it's 3 hours. I didn't know what your opinion.
So basically, the Bullet Club. That's kind of what you're saying.
Yeah, sort of like that, like a Bullet Club. And, you know, I don't know if they would have, like, you know, a spokesperson scenario, like a manager or Abraham Washington. You think that might be something that may want to do with Samoa Joe once he gets called up?
You know what? I think if you're going to do something like that, and Kenny, I want to thank you very much for the call. I the problem with bringing up, I think, a Samoa Joe and incorporating him, even with a fresh coat of paint on some people, it's still Samoa Joe leading a group of jobbers. Now, I think if you're going to go back and redo this scenario and they're willing to have a manager be a part of something, I don't want to see the authors of pain up yet. But I would probably, if you're going to do a impactful fashion or faction, I would wait and really try to do it right with new guys and maybe guys that we have heard of, but at least the faction would be fresh. The faction would be new and that type of Legion of Doom sort of thing, because anything that's not a Legion of Doom sort of heavy handed iron claw thing that would mean something, it just to me would probably come across as meaning, you know, the League of Nations, you know, down in FCW or FCW down in NXT right now. They have the new group with Eric Young and Sawyer Fulton and Nikki Cross and Alexander Wolf called Sanity, which we'll have to see where that goes. We kind of have a crazy group with the Wyatt family. We'll have to see how this one develops. But I think something like that where you start anew with a faction, I think that's the way you got to go. Unless you're doing something, like I brought up the Varsity Club idea. I think if you can do something wacky, because I think that's kind of a timeless one. I think you can actually pull that off. And I'm not saying you could pull it off well all the time, but I think if you have a Swagger and a Ziggler and somebody else as members of the Varsity Club just being complete jerks, I think that can kind of be a timeless thing that could work. So unless you're going to do a retread like that, I think you got to go as fresh as humanly possible. I'm going to take it back to the phone lines now. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Corey in Austin. Corey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing fine, my man. What's happening?
I just want to talk about the great wrestling show Raw that just happened yesterday.
I would believe if you were serious that you would be in the minority of this, but what did you think of the show, and are you any more amped to watch Clash of Champions on Sunday?
Well, I'm glad that with wrestling, interest in wrestling waning, especially for people like me, you know, people in their 20s, that they're making an effort to change up their product. You know, 6 months ago, it was heel authority figures giving Roman Reigns constant title shots and Stephanie McMahon berating baby faces. Now it's face authority figures giving Roman Reigns title shots and Stephanie McMahon berating baby faces. But the main event in particular was fantastic. You know, you had your main event champion 6 days before the pay-per-view show getting beat, his finisher kicked out of, and made to look like an idiot, all in the span of about a minute. And then afterwards, you have your mid-card champion come out to try to assault the guy who just had a cage match with the champion, the world champion, and then he gets made to look like an idiot. And, you know...
Oh, man, I got to ask you about that, because I've only been watching wrestling now for, I've been on Earth about 40 years, so about 35 years. So I need to ask you, because maybe you can shine some light on this, because I'm completely baffled. When you take the two things that you just said and then throw in the fact that Bayley was pinned by Charlotte, can you explain all of this to me? Because obviously I don't understand wrestling.
Well, I personally think that, you know, maybe everyone that we like sucks. You know, maybe in actuality, the people that the fans really enjoy to watch aren't actually that good. And in actuality, Dana Brooke's the best. Charlotte's really good. And, I mean, that's all I can really do to summarize it. Because, you know, Bayley, you know, what happened in NXT, you know, it's just NXT. You know, that doesn't translate to the main roster, obviously. I mean,
no,
look at all the people who've succeeded on the main roster, you know, who've come from NXT, you know. I don't
looking good, Apollo Crews.
Apollo Crews looks great. You know, I'm glad that he's losing every single week to the big dog Baron Corbin. I'm glad Kalisto's on TV a lot, but I think he's injured. It's really cool that Sin Cara's getting squashed every week. You know, people who could probably do a lot of good work in the new cruiserweight division.
Oh. Well, Corey, check this out, though. That cruiserweight division, don't worry, bro. These dudes will be getting squashed soon enough if this week was any indication.
I'm looking forward to the Braun Strowman versus 20 cruiserweights where he just beats every single one constantly.
No, we'll be even better. We'll be Nia Jax actually beating up some of these guys.
You know what? Why not Bo Dallas?
Why not Bo Dallas, especially starting next week because he's got a sign and whatnot?
Yeah, why not have Bo Dallas beat up every single cruiserweight, and then afterwards he can cut a rhyming promo on the main event, right? Because obviously the fans don't know what they're talking about. You know, the ratings is just a fleeting thing. It's not like it's consistently gone down and down as time's gone on. You know, it's not like this past year and a half has been some sort of trend that perhaps what they're doing is working. But in any case, I'm really looking forward to the actual good wrestling show that's going to be on tonight featuring my favorite stars, John Cena, AJ Styles, and Keith Slater in 2016.
It's an amazing thing. Corey, you're my new favorite caller. No offense to anybody else, including this next caller that's going to be coming up who I know has been holding on for a while. Jim in Virginia. Jim, how are you?
Hey, this is Jim from Virginia.
Jim, what's happening?
Oh, man. I just I texted you and Filthy Tom a few minutes ago a match from Stardom, Toni Storm and Kaylee Ray. Did you get it?
Let's see here as I scan the Twitter. Yes, I do. Yes, from September 3rd.
It's 5-star, man.
Is it?
Yes. They've even Toni even does a pile driver on the apron, dude.
I've had enough pile drivers and aprons after watching Hojo and Shirai a couple weeks ago. So you like those moves far more than I am.
I'm terrified of those moves because you will never see one in the WWE. And you know, as far
this
as it
true.
Looks, Brian always said, I don't know what it is sometimes about what they're looking for. Maybe not, but I know Toni Storm would fit everything in there.
Well, and she look. Stardom is Shimmer and Stardom, get them ready. And they are good spots. There's always been in Japan, you know, a lot of people maybe have seen these pictures of Asuka that have been out there of like the, mm-hmm. these cheesecake books. And it's like, these things have been out there forever. I mean, they always were Cutie Suzuki and all these women that wrestled in the mm-hmm. 80s. It's just always been a part of the game. And as bizarre as that is with what WWE looks for, especially this day and age, it's what you want. I mean, you want athletic women with real athletic backgrounds who have wrestled a little bit. I even want this more than the men. I think it's easier in some ways to take a football player and try, at least try. I'm not saying it's easier to do it than to try to get a woman. From what I've seen, was they've gotten models and things like that. I mean, not everybody is Trish Stratus. Not all these fitness models pull this stuff off. Some of their best ones have been the women who have wrestled. What an amazing concept that is.
Exactly.
You know, and I think they obviously need to continue on with that, and Stardom and Shimmer do a good job. They do a great job, as well as some other women's groups out there too. And there's a lot of talent out there, and you know, hopefully they don't shorten their careers by doing stupid things like pile drivers on the apron though, Jim. You'll never be able to convince me on that.
Well, I mean, I still to this day I think that WWE ought to let Kevin Owens do his package pile driver. Because if you let Jay do it, the same exact move on TNA, and she's not injured anybody.
Well, and I also think, you know, look, if Owens and Generico want to do one, they do one, because it's been done so many times. But I do understand WWE's point as well, too. And, Jim, I want to thank you very much
for
a call.
You.
I know I got other people on the line as well, too. You're more than welcome to join them. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Once in a generation, a show comes along that defines us. This fall, that show is This Is Us.
36 years ago, you left me at the front door of a fire station. I'm your son.
The Hollywood Reporter calls This Is Us fall's most anticipated series. E.T. on 9 raves, you'll fall head over heels in love.
This is the biggest moment of your life. Watch
me. From the writer and directors of Crazy Stupid Love, This Is Us premieres tonight after The Voice on NBC.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Radio Network. For all the latest news and information in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, visit WrestlingObserver.com. Daily news updates and free radio shows, and there's a whole lot more for subscribers, a ton more, $10.99 a month. Your subscription gets you the Bible of Pro Wrestling and MMA News, Dave Meltzer's Wrestling Observer newsletter, and if you heard me say it yesterday, it is true. If you cut it and pasted it onto a Word document, 45,700 words, I think half the size of a hearty book, the Wrestling Observer newsletter was. And since the early 80s, Dave Meltzer is the guy that the guys in the business have gone to when they need to know what is going on, both in wrestling and in MMA. There are free back issues available up on the site that now stretch back to 1988. Plus, you get the Figure Four weekly newsletter, which has got the best in-depth reporting from around the globe, as well as thousands of hours of audio in the archive as well, too. If you like this show, you will love the website. If you hate this show, you will still love the website. There's at least three shows a week with Dave Meltzer, three Brian and Vinny shows, one with Craig, one with Granny. Every week a show with UFC upper mid-carder talent, Filthy Tom Lawler, Lance Storm's on every other week, After Dark Radio, Dragon King After Dark, Carl Stern's Classic Wrestling Audio Show, Doc Young's Wrestling Weekly with Vic Sosa and the legendary Les Thatcher, Dr. Keith Presents with Alan Farrell, Josh Nason's Punch Out, the M and Mike Big Audio Nightmare with Adam Summers and I, all that stuff, and random interviews on Figure Four Dailies as well. $10.99 a month, worth every single penny. And I don't know if Brian in Baltimore is a subscriber to the website or not. But after that spiel, Brian, really, don't you just want to sign up? And if you already signed up, don't you want to sign up again?
I am a subscriber, and one is enough. It's plenty of content. Yeah, I really enjoy it. And,
thank you.
Thanks for having me on the show. Actually, I wanted to talk just briefly about some things that Brian and Dave keep talking about and about some speculation on the cruiserweights last night. They keep talking about how this storyline with Triple H and Kevin Owens, it's not being explained. Why did Triple H get involved? And the answer is that you're not going to see Triple H on TV during football season because he knows the ratings are going to be low and he doesn't want to be on shows with low ratings. He wants to come back after football season. And I'm wondering if the same thing isn't going on with the cruiserweights and with NXT a little bit. Paul Levesque develops these things, and he comes to Vince McMahon, and he says, hey, I got these cruiserweights. I got these great guys from NXT. And Vince kind of shakes his head and doesn't know what to do with them. And I'm wondering if Paul Levesque, you know, the COO, just sort of shrugs his shoulders and says, okay, we'll let – you know, these guys sort of suffer and wither away, knowing that the ratings are going to stay low, knowing that the stories are going to stay weird and confusing and no one's going to like them. And one day he will take over, Vince will be gone, and he'll look that much better taking over from Vince if the ratings and the story quality has been tanking for so long. So he's not standing up for the great things that are being developed elsewhere. This is my speculation.
I would counter that with, though, how long can you wait it out for Vince McMahon to go away? You know, this was a guy who just tore his quad doing squats at 72 years old or whatever it is. You know, how long can he go on for? Because he is still as hands-on or as much as possible than he ever has been, whether he is out of touch or not, or whether his opinions in Triple H's are running so diametrically opposed that Hunter has got to throw his hands up in some situations, which we have heard that is the case when it comes to some things. But I don't know if that's the case with just him, his overall thinking as far as I'm going to wait Vince out and I can let these guys die on the vine. I mean, I don't think he's holding back Gargano and Ciampa just because, well, I don't want them to be tainted by this cruiserweight mess that Vince is making of the guys. You know what I mean? I think it's just a matter of this is what WWE this is what they've always done, and this is what they always do with concepts that sometimes are not born and bred and passionately brought to fruition by Vince McMahon himself. And I think it might be as easy as that. I don't know. Am I simplifying it too much, you think? Or I mean, or I just don't think it's. I just don't think that he's got the ability to wait, and two, that this is just not a matter of they're screwing up.
Well, I don't know. It might be that simple, and it might be just that, well, we don't know. I'm sure a lot of stories will come out after Vince is gone one day and people are free to speak. Maybe he puts up a fight to a certain extent, and then has memories of all the fights that he's put up in the past, and then says, you know, now it's not worth it, and now I'm just going to let things get as bad as they're going to get, so I'll look at that much better one day when I don't have to fight with Vince so much. I don't know. We'll find out.
Ryan, well, thank you very much for the phone call. Please call back to some great first-time callers, or at least first-time and long-time callers today that have been on. If you want to join them, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Just think it's a matter of they're screwing up. They just flat are screwing up. And they've had trouble bringing some things up from NXT and having him work. You know, they brought Apollo Crews up with no plan. We heard that wasn't going to be the case. And look, I can bet Triple H is frustrated with a lot of things. But when it comes to Vince McMahon, you have to choose your hills to die on. And I would rather die on the hill at this point for Kevin Owens. Again, he got his position in a weird way. Obviously, from what they showed last night, they are still willing to undercut him for God knows what reason to put Roman Reigns over, because for God knows what reason, you know, as a good guy, like, this is going to work. I just blows my mind, but this is kind of what they've done, and this is what they continue to do. It's why I was so shook up yesterday with, you know, the thoughts of cruiserweights where it really finally hit, and you look at the names that are coming up, and you just look at them, and you got to scratch my head and wonder how they were going to get over, and they didn't do a good job at all. It's not like TJ Perkins wasn't there. TJ Perkins was on the pre-show, and I have to go back and watch this, but I swear to God, and I tweeted this out, Booker T, when TJ Perkins is talking, said, "Hey, DJ." It was the first time I ever met you, and then asked him the question. Now, you know, they skipped over it, and I could be hallucinating here, but it was like, what? What? And frankly, and I like T.J. Perkins, the wrestler. I like T.J. Perkins, the shtick he had going with Stokely Hathaway and what was going on with an Evolve and everything, but this guy could stand to use some help. Where was the flash last night? Where were the videos and packages on these guys? Where were the bumps to make these guys more exciting instead of just being Rich Swann, you know, guy who likes to have a good time from Baltimore? This dude'll dab. And Cedric Alexander. Hey, you may have seen Cedric Alexander in Ring of Honor. He was fatter then. He lost a bunch of weight. Looked great during the Classic. Triple H gave him a hug. In fact, I don't even think they announced him as that. Grand Metalik's got a mask on. Or Metalik. He's got a mask on, so we know he can fly. And that's about all we got there. And Brian Kendrick, who is old and who's looking for another chance and who's shady and could get his way by. They just didn't do a good job. And it was probably not a surprise to anybody out there, but it was still pretty frustrating. It really was. It's also Hispanic Heritage Month in WWE. A few weeks in, I don't know, was this an official, unofficial thing that began with Mexican Independence Day on the 17th? I don't know. But Eddie Guerrero was given some love last night. There's other guys, and I'm not sure if they're going to be able to fit all these in. I wonder, you know, because there's a short list of names who WWE can honor. You know, there's Tito Santana, there's Pedro Morales, which may be too old, Mil Máscaras, Carlos Colon, possibly Antonio Rocco, which that could get you the double, because that could get you Miguel Perez Jr. in a mention, too. You could shoehorn that in there. But here's a list of names that they won't be talking about during Hispanic Heritage Month in WWE. Chavo Guerrero Jr., Chavo Classic, Alberto Del Rio, Ricardo Rodriguez, Carlito, The Invaders, Jose Luis Rivera, The Other Conquistador, Savio Vega, the rest of Las Boricuas, any of whom may or may not have been the other conquistador, Sin Cara, El Torito, S.A. Rios, the Mexicools, Al Perez, Eve Torres, anybody that ever appeared on Super Astros, Omar Atlas, Maxine, and naturally Rey Mysterio Jr. I would not expect to see any of those people honored during Hispanic Heritage Month in WWE. You want to mention the TNA sale, since that's gotten some buzz, people talking about it. As subscribers to The Observer already know, because they heard Dave talk about this on the last two Observer radios, he has reported that there's now a second party in addition to Billy Corgan, who may be in cahoots to buy TNA. And with that said, he hasn't confirmed the name publicly, so who it could be is all speculation right now. It's just that we know the group is not reportedly Sinclair Broadcasting, Ring of Honor's parent company, who has shown interest in the past due to apparently wanting or would like to have the Sony 6 contract in India and the Challenge contract in the UK, although they'd probably not want to have the Sony rider that says the company's got a tour there once a year. But then again, TNA hasn't either, so maybe it's not a deal breaker. It's not WWE, whose only existing offer is reportedly for the tape library, and that's not such great shakes, apparently. Interesting footnote from Dave on Saturday night during that show when he noted that the estimated going rate for tape libraries is about $500 an hour. So just for what that's worth, I thought that was kind of interesting. And it's also not Aerolux Marketing, whose claim to fame for wrestling fans has been the involvement of former TNA wrestlers, the Harris Brothers, who have, or at least had the Schutzstaffel SS tattoos, which, fun, huh? You know, in fact, one of them, Don, actually thought it was a good idea to have one on during TNA programming back in their weekly pay-per-view days in August of 2002. That group apparently needed to get financing set up by September 1st, and according to Dave, did not. So let the speculation fly as who the mystery partner could be. I guess there was a work number of something obnoxious, like $40 million or something, that was in the New York Post last week, but that is obviously not true. It's more like around $4 million, I guess, is more accurate. Again, according to Dave, Dixie Carter owns about 70% of the company, with the rest of it being held in some form or fashion by Corrigan and Aerolux, who have been the two groups that have helped facilitate the television tapings. And they're going to have to figure something out by October 2nd, which is going to be the next set of television tapings. And with that being the case, you know, I don't know, as Dave mentioned, I don't know how much time you have between, you know, somebody new coming in and checking out the whole thing, and Billy Corgan just funding the pay or the TV again. But we'll have to see. I don't know. Chris in Texas, I want to get to you as we're starting to get low on time here. I want to invite you on. Chris, how are you?
What's up, Mike?
Not too much, man. You got to make it real quick, unfortunately, brother.
Okay, no worries. Hey, man, I was just calling. You were talking about Hispanic Heritage Month and the Cruiserweight Classic. Well, Grand Metalik was on Raw last night. He's also booked for a show in Guadalajara tonight as Máscara Dorada, and also on Friday night in Arena Mexico. Do you think he's going to turn into the Alberto Del Rio deal where he never does those dates?
Yes.
Or is he, I mean?
Yeah, I honestly do. He missed a show last time around, said he's going to be at these. I don't know, you know, with the commission and everything. I mean, if I'm WWE, I almost let him do it, although, I don't know. Any more in this day and age, I don't know. You've already invested in the guy. If you got something there, I might just pull him and pay, to me, I would pay something on the side, you know, try to do those promotions right and do something right by him. But definitely not let him work and just bring him up. So there's no chance of injury or any other sort of wackiness, which could take place out of, you know, from out under your auspices. I don't know about that at all, but, reached the end of the road here, pretty much. Terry Funk is still alive. We did mention that yesterday. Everybody can be a lot calmer now. Basically, a badly beaten 72-year-old man coming off a hernia surgery took a flight at 4 in the morning from Amarillo to Philadelphia. He didn't sleep, hung out at a fan fest all day, got hot, got dizzy, was tired, and that's all it was. And now he's going to be home, and he has to explain to the doctor why he took a flight at 4 in the morning, days after surgery, to go hang out with Tommy Dreamer. Can you imagine what that conversation will be like? This is Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. El Segundo, peddle my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
5895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $599, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Brian Alvarez will be back tomorrow on the show. Just want to shoehorn this one in real quick just because I found it interesting. Bellator on Spike Friday night drew an average of 686,000 viewers. If you take out the Kimbo Slice Dada 5000 fight, that is about on par with what they do. They've averaged around 642,000 viewers per event per year. But the interesting thing to me here was up on MMA Payout where they said that the show drew 330,000 viewers in the valued 18 to 49 demo. Which means 353,000 viewers, over half of all their viewership on Friday night, was either under 18 or 50 plus. And considering what I know about pro wrestling viewership and the pro wrestling style tentpole promotion of Bellator's marketing, I know which age group that I'm thinking probably made up that number, but you guys are much younger here and better looking as well, too. And you're always here with us 7 days a week, live for six, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern, noon and 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 p.m. and 1 p.m. or 1 a.m. British summertime. Saturdays, we're on at 1 p.m. Eastern time and are repeated again at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, and 1 a.m. in the Kingdom. And then the original Mothership show, Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 3 p.m. Pacific, 11 o'clock British summertime. Monday replays of that show at 11 a.m. Eastern time as well. Not sure if we're going to be doing 2 hours this week, but it will be leading into not only a very busy Monday on Raw, but of course the Night of Champions, or I'm sorry, the Clash of Champions pay-per-view, which, well, that'll be more along the lines of like those Clash of the Champions that had like, you know, VK Wall Street on them, as opposed to some other great ones. And in fact, they could have a VK Wall Street on them if Bo Dallas happens to appear. So, like I said, Brian Alvarez will be back tonight on Observer.com. We'll be back on the show tomorrow with me. This is Wrestling Observer Live. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. Thank you, Producer Nam. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.